Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear viewers, dear listeners, we greet you very warmly to the 10th part in our series, The Speaking All Unity, the Word of the Universal Creator Spirit, with a reading of a book with the same name, a cosmic work of teaching and learning from the School of Divine Wisdom. The content of this book was compiled based on the roundtable discussions held with Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. Dear fellow people, within the framework of our topic, today we want to especially read about our fellow creatures, the animals, how we human beings treat them, and how we should encounter them, how they perceive us, what they want to tell us and teach us, and how we can learn to understand them. So, for today, it is all about learning, learning, and again learning, for you if you want this, as for us who today may read the text for you here. A great help with learning is, of course, if we understand the correlations more and more, and for this reason, we want to repeat an aspect that we have already often heard. We human beings live in pictures. As soon as we think consciously and speak slowly, we notice that our life takes its course in pictures, including our actions. The whole conduct of each one consists of countless sequences of pictures, we could say, of a film, which we rewind over and over again through the contents of the five components of feeling, sensing, thinking, speaking, and acting, but also activate unceasingly by which ever new picture sequences are added. Everything is recorded on our life's film, just like the reel of a film. Every person thus has his own specific life's film that runs unceasingly. Dear fellow people, and which role that plays in cohabitating with the animals is what we will now learn about. We continue to read in our book to this program about our fellow creatures, our little brothers and sisters, the animals.
We learn the animals from God's breath, no matter what kind, how large or small, are a part of life, of unity, of us human beings. They want to be taken seriously by their big brothers and sisters, by us, human beings, and treated with care, just as in the cradle of creation the eternal Creator God breathed into all divine beings of the eternal kingdom, of the eternal being, which we too are in the very basis of our soul. Many an animal could be of help to us so that we find ourselves in our life film, for example, in view of how we act toward our fellow humans and toward the world of animals and plants. We are called upon to question ourselves again and again anew, and to orient ourselves anew and examine to what extent we have drawn closer to God in us, the law word of the all unity.
Our pets, which may be closest to us, could teach us many a thing. Also in the question which they direct to us, and which is, who is training whom? Over and over again, we should self-critically examine how we deal with our animal brothers and sisters. For example, do we want to live in imprisonment? Who wants that anyway? Man's desire is for freedom. Animals are also entitled to freedom, because animals from God's breath bear within the law of freedom. Every animal creature, whether large or small, is due respect and goodwill, which man also claims for himself. Only in mutual consideration is communication the basis for the all communication of life, which is the eternal Creator.
Our pets are also entities like all other animals in, on, and above the earth, in the waters and oceans. They all want to be taken seriously. For example, our cat or our dog does not want to be treated like a cuddly animal or to be shut in. A dog does not want to be chained up, and birds do not want to be kept imprisoned in cages. We should leave them their freedom and treat every animal brother or sister according to its true predispositions given by the eternal Creator. Baby talk and cuddly gestures may indicate that we do not take the animal seriously, that we hold their being in low esteem and consider them to be beneath our so-called dignity, and therefore treat them accordingly. It is not the person's centrifugal consciousness that is called for, but true humility, which the All-One is and which He also placed into our divine predispositions.
Dear fellow people, we continue to read under the title, Our Aura Reflects Our Behavior Patterns. The animals perceive our radiation. Every one of us behaves according to the picture material on his film reel. That is his engraving. That is also what the person radiates. This is his aura. Every picture on our film reel has, among other things, its specific scent. It is the odor of the body, which the animals include in their perception. As already reported, all animals, whether large or small, have, according to their steps of evolution, their divine pictures of creation, which they have lived. Unfortunately, they also bear within pictures of how certain people have treated and treat them. These pictures are called scent pictures. They are also mostly warning signals for the animals. They scent pictures of people which clearly show them whom they have before them, what this person thinks, for instance, what he is like, and what he may ask of them, or how he might treat them. Thoughts also have their specific smell.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, let our little animal brothers and sisters live. Be good to them. If we want to learn, then we should realize that our entire behavior is imprinting and is thus our engraving, which as aura, as corona, flows around our body and reflects our behavior patterns in color, form, and even fragrance. This is our life film, and not lastly, the expression of our present character. The person who scrutinizes himself learns on himself. As stated, humility is the path to all communication. A person who wants to learn asks himself, what about my, our humility? How deep is the crater of egomania still? What still revolts in our thoughts that wants to demolish and destroy, that wants to torment, maltreat, torture, or even maliciously kill animals?
Unfortunately, it is no rarity that people with such and similar egocentric thought patterns, that is, behavior patterns, influence the animals and affect them, keep them as prisoners, and deliver them to the butcher, deliberately letting them be killed and straight away consuming their flesh as well. Let us learn to look the animals in the eye. Their eyes often reflect fear and terror because they scent people's intentions and what might be done to them by human beings.
We never finish learning. The eyes of many of our animal brothers and sisters are filled with sadness and suffering. They radiate anxiety and mistrust. Out of fear of people's behavior patterns, many animals are even aggressive and not exactly friendly toward them. This too wants to tell us something. To be fair, we should take the training methods that we often use on the animals to bend them to our will and apply them to ourselves in terms of our own behavior imprinting. To be in the right is always one-sided. To let justice prevail leads to self-recognition in terms of what we may need to account for. An animal's anxiety, fear, and attack are always signs that it has experienced many bad, malicious, and vicious things. And truly, not through the Creator God, but from us human beings. We learn. What do we read in the eyes of the animals? For instance, in the eyes of our cat or our dog, and in the behavior of the nature of the bird in the cage. What and how do the animals communicate? In order to sense this, we would have to become calmer and direct our thoughts and our wishes to them instead, first of all, to ourselves, in the question, what do we expect from our animal brothers and sisters, which we ourselves do not live up to toward them as well as our fellow man?
Dear fellow people, from the roundtable discussion with Gabriele, we also had the possibility to ask questions. The following question and the answer to it could be of interest for you too. We hear again and again that the animals and plants want to tell us and teach us something. Are there examples of this? And how can I be sure that I really perceive what an animal wants to tell me, for instance, and not that which comes out of me, that is, what I have stored in my life film, on my life reel?
The answer from the School of Divine Wisdom is, if we want to learn to understand the animal and plant species from the breath of God, then this requires the person's consciousness to be correspondingly permeable. Every person whose consciousness is flexible has due respect for the life of animals and plants. He learns much more easily to understand what the animals especially want to tell us through sending and receiving, through communication. For example, the flight of a bird wants to tell us something. When they perceive us and right away take flight, screeching and squawking or emitting warning calls. Or when they land on the branch of a tree to watch us from a distance. If we want to learn, then we could pay attention to the various things. For example, what did the birds flying away and their calls trigger in us? That is, in the resonance board of our nervous system. What were we thinking in that moment when the birds were frightened? And what were we thinking and feeling when they flew away screeching, or as they watched us from a tree?
Als sie uns vom Baum aus beobachteten?
All movements and stirrings of animals are aspects of sending that stimulate a lot in our nervous system and simultaneously in our thought processes, which means that we receive what may have been a message to us. Each of us will receive what would be significant for him just then in his life film.
Oder denken wir an die Haus- und Hoftiere.
Or let's think of the pets and farm animals that are quite a bit closer to us. For them, we are not simply the human being who is known or familiar to them. Rather, in many respects, they perceive us in a much more sophisticated way. Firstly, our odor is significant to them. Secondly, they register how we appear, whether hectic or somewhat in balance. They look and scent the person's entire aura, because what the person has stored in his soul and in his consciousness and subconscious is also visible in his aura and has its specific colors and its odor. When dealing with our animal brothers and sisters, we could, for instance, frequently ask ourselves, which color nuances and what odor do our thoughts presently have? Or what are our behavior patterns like today? Everything that we conceal, whether we act in a friendly way toward the animal or are a real friend to it, is apparent to the animal. It recognizes us, what we are really like, regardless of our veils, which we can also denote a masquerade. Everything, absolutely everything, is visible. Everything has its colors, its sounds, and the corresponding odor.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, if we want to, we could learn from the animals. They don't react so spontaneously, often thoughtlessly, as people do. Before an animal reacts, a picture first develops in it. When the picture has basically become complete, then we see and experience its reaction. Either the animal's eyes become dull because, for instance, it's afraid of the person. At the same time, it will try to run away from us. Or it attacks, depending on what lies behind this. Or the animal submits to the person and does what he demands of it. Often, however, only out of fear. If there is no escape in sight, many animals yield up to their fate and accept the yoke. The rope, the chain, or being shut up, for instance, is deprivation of freedom for them, an atrocity of man against which the animal cannot defend itself. Animals are sensitive, intelligent beings. They remember who despises them and possibly beats them, and who is sincere and means well with them. The animal's alert, open, and clear eyes may want to tell us, "You are my friend. You don't do anything to harm me. I have made friends with you." Or even, "We are friends."
Tiere kennen keine Angst vor dem Sterben.
Animals have no fear of dying, but they do indeed have fear and even panic before death by torture at human hands. In addition, they sense and feel when the fate comes to them to be delivered to the butcher. Among other things, people who consume the meat of their fellow creatures have a certain effluvium, which means a certain odor that the animals register. The dead animal odor is for them not only a warning signal, many an animal panics and attacks. Look frequently into the eyes of animals that are being driven to the butcher. Perhaps you will then abstain from consuming pieces of animal carcasses.
Machen wir uns bewusst.
Let us realize that animals have a fine sense of perception. Many people call their intelligence, somewhat disparagingly, instinct. But the intelligence of animals is in constant communication with the universal all-intelligence, with the all-life. To realize this means to ask ourselves, how is it with us human beings?
Täuschen wir uns also nicht.
And so, let's not fool ourselves. A person can't pretend something to other people, but not to the animals. People often do not know themselves, but animals behold and see through people, because an unmistakable picture develops in their consciousness. Every animal has a consciousness that corresponds to its level of development. It sends and receives accordingly. Animals are sensitive beings that see and scent the pictures they perceive, which change only when a person has become kind and understanding his earthly existence. People emit differing frequencies. In the entire scale of vibrations, there are frequencies that certain animal species receive and then act accordingly.
Unfortunately, the majority of people hardly has access to the world of animals, plants, and minerals. People destroy. They hunt the animals and thoughtlessly kill and eat them. This horror of negative energy carries over to the animals. Many animal species are imitators of people. They hunt their fellow brothers and sisters and kill and eat them. People in all generations have triggered this evil. If the individual would reflect on higher ethical moral values, in the awareness that in everything and everyone is the workings of God, God's creator power, God's love, the all-prevailing, eternal law, which the commandments of God and the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth make clear to us, then there would be peace on earth. The animals would absorb what people emit and act accordingly.
Aufnehmen und sich entsprechend verhalten.
Mit Tieren leben.
To live with animals and to establish true friendship with them means to have real, loyal friends. Animals love community with people whom they can trust. They will prove themselves to be dependable friends, animal brothers and sisters of cosmic intelligence, that is, with an awareness that is beyond the intellect of human ignorance. Let us remember the words of Jesus in the following sense: the kingdom of God is within, in you. The kingdom of God is the all law, to which every animal, every plant, every mineral, and all suns and planets belong. All suns and planets are embedded in the light ether and are themselves compressed, densified light ether. All in all, this is the law word of the All One. And all consciousness aspects in all heavenly planes perceive His word. In contrast, man is a law unto himself. What he has stored in his brain is his personal aspects. This corresponds to him, the person, and this is how he acts. This is how he dresses and speaks, how he eats, how he acts, and how he is at home.
So ist er zu Hause.
All in all, these behavior patterns are called the person law or the person's law of correspondence.
Liebe Zuschauer,
dear viewers, dear listeners, with this, we have come to the end of our program for today, the Speaking All Unity, the Word of the Universal Creator Spirit. With some very earnest statements, but also with a lot of help for all of us in terms of how we can find ourselves, how we can be just with our fellow creatures and gradually draw nearer to the all unity in us. If you feel called by these indications from the School of Divine Wisdom, then simply try it out if you would like to. Some viewers and participants of the roundtable discussions with Gabriele have already had their first experiences in dealing with their animal brothers and sisters. And next time, we would like to report about this. We would be very glad to have you with us again then. For today, we take our leave of you and wish you a very warm greetings in God.